Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk! Oh my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines, be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
That's me along with Chuck and Yancey as we're ready to get another Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline to you. Let's get those text messages in at 662-426-1093, 662-426-1093. And if you're looking for land, I'll tell you, whether it's 20 acres in the country, you're going to build a home, or you want 200 to hunt your deer or whatever it might be, make First South your first call. Here's the number, 601-898-8540, or you can go online at firstsouthland.com. Did we shoot a lot of fireworks and have a good 4th of July, man?
I didn't shoot any, but I watched a bunch of them. And
yeah.
They were pretty.
That rain that came in was just in good timing, wasn't it? Because it was dry as a bone out there.
Yeah.
We did our own out in the street and bothered all the neighbors in the neighborhood.
There you go.
The Clampets have come to, to Oxford, and we're bringing noise.
But that's why you live out in the country.
That's right. Did that, fired them off, had a good time, ate a lot of food. And now let's talk some Ole Miss sports. We ready to do that today?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, let's talk about this soccer match coming up. That seems to have swept the country. I'm not a soccer fan, but I'm even getting caught up in it now.
Me too. I put a little wager on them tonight.
Of course you did.
Of course you did.
I admitted last week on one of the shows that I probably watched maybe less than 10 times a full soccer match, and I watched every second of the last one.
Yeah.
And watch that go.
Are we favored tonight? USA favored?
Slightly.
Tonight?
Slightly.
Especially since FIFA decided to do away with a red card and we get one of our best players back.
And who are we playing? Belgium?
Belgium. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And they beat us 3-0 in what they call a
friendly.
Friendly.
A friendly.
I don't know why it's called
friendly. How is anything called? If you're competing in a sport, there's nothing friendly, right?
But I was told that most of the players participating tonight were not in that match, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
I tell you, another thing that's cool that's come out of this World Cup is how foreigners are loving America.
Right.
Just loving it. Yeah. They can't believe they get free refills on drinks. And the portions, the portions of the food, they're going, huh, this is for a whole family, isn't it?
You can eat thousands of calories if you want and take all the medicine the rest of us do in this room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not free refills in most stadiums that I know of for non-soccer
No, I'm talking about restaurants.
Restaurants and things they're going
the
to. They're having a blast.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
And they've never seen a Buc-ee's or a Walmart.
Oh. You know the ones working out in Auburn had a great time, right? They could see all that in a short amount of time.
I'm surprised that they don't have Walmarts overseas. I didn't know that was just a strictly American company. But
where you can go in and get everything done.
Yeah.
Check your eyes, get your car, some tires, buy your groceries, and get some tube socks. You can get it all right there in one stop.
Yeah.
Did you see the list that came out for the baseball, college baseball, the U.S. games, USA games? Out of the 28-man roster, 15 were SEC players.
Of course.
More players were in the SEC than not in the SEC.
Yep.
And Mr. Walker Hooks.
And Mr. Walker Hooks got it.
There you go.
I was kind of surprised because he started sort of slumping at the end. It looked like he was worn out. And I thought they might rest him this summer. But
me too. I was kind of hoping he would rest, but you can't pass that up.
Yeah.
Man,
oh,
I was
hoping
he would rest.
But I bet you they don't play much in the fall. I bet you he doesn't play much
fall. He needs to rest.
Let's get five things from Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham currently operates Outback Steakhouse locations, 9 places in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, thought number one, speaking of baseball, I continue to really like what Ole Miss has added to their baseball roster in the portal. They've added 4 fielders and 7 pitchers. Some of the pitchers with weekend roles in mind, while others have bullpen duties. I would still like to see them add one more big-time power hitter. This would give them the perfect balance with contact and power hitters up and down the lineup. Thought number two, speaking of recruiting, the Ole Miss football program continues to stockpile talent in this high school 2027 class. It starts with a defensive line group with four interior and four rushing additions. Six of the eight defensive line commits are four stars. If you're keeping up, during the Lane Kiffin era, Ole Miss had a total of eight in his 6 years at Ole Miss. If all signed, it will go down as one of the more talented groups, if not the most talented group of defensive linemen Ole Miss has ever signed. Thought number three, it also must be noted what Ole Miss defensive line coach Randall Joyner means to this Ole Miss football program. If he's not the best overall assistant at Ole Miss in the modern era, he's not far from it. Thought number four, I know this is not directly related to Ole Miss, but in an indirect way, it is. The ground is being broken to add another championship golf course in the Oxford area. C Spire owner Hugh Mina is spearheading the project. This is another feather in the cap for the Oxford Ole Miss community to keep growing and bringing in big-time money for this area. This will indirectly help Ole Miss and its athletic department in more ways than one. And the last thought of the day. Lastly, I spoke to someone who put in a bid for the first project of the massive entertainment and business district surrounding the north end zone for the Vaught Hemingway Stadium. This is going to take the football program and the Ole Miss campus to another level. It's truly going to be special.
All right, Zach Berry will join us on the other side. Let's talk a little recruiting business with him. She put my shoes on. That's what she did to me. She put my shoes on. That's what she did to me. She put my shoes on. That's what she did. She was good
enough. I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hi, I'm David DeLucci, Mississippi Sports Hall of Famer and avid outdoorsman. I know the joy of spending time outdoors, surrounded by nature. First South Farm Credit understands that. They've been helping folks finance rural land for over a century. Whether it's 20 acres by the coast or 200 acres in the Delta, First South has flexible loan packages. So if you've got big land dreams, make First South your first call. Stop by or find them online at firstsouthland.com.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Looking for land or a home in the Mississippi Delta? SWAPA Land has a new team in Cleveland, Mississippi. SWAPA stands for soil, water, air, plants, and animals, the resources that make land special. Whether it's farmland, hunting, recreational and commercial properties, and dream homes, they connect buyers with sellers. Their partner, Steward Link, helps secure conservation funding for better wildlife habitat and water quality. Go to swapaland.com or call the office at 662-588-2034 or Charlie Heights at 662-719-7218. SWAPA Land, your Delta Land connection.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
We'll still take those text messages at 426-1093. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Faris Group. Your partner in retirement, they've got over 20 years of experience, a proven track record, helping retirees invest and not outlive the savings during retirement. If you are nearing or maybe already retired, what you need to do is call the Farese Group office at 601-607-4141. Schedule your free consultation. We bring in the one, the only, Zach Berry. Hello.
Hey, fellas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Zach. I guess this past week and the last 10 days has just been – it's kind of almost like the week leading up to the traditional signing day back before you had this early signing period. Ole Miss got 6 commitments, 5 of them blue chip status, several are top 100 players, several more top 300 players. Just kind of talk about that little group as a whole.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear what Pete Golding is wanting to do, and that's develop the lines of scrimmage through the high school ranks. And Ole Miss has definitely gotten a pretty good start there with Mitchell Turner, Ben Jarvis, Shoemaker. You've got Antonio Berry on the offensive side, Antonio Kiefer right next to him. And then you've got Keyshawn Taylor, Antoine Jackson, Jamarcus Pittman, and Marvin Ngwitsup. And then Jules Batiste is a could be a bit of a tweener, could play some linebacker, some stand-up defensive end, but it's a really star-studded group that is balanced and has a lot of versatility, and you kind of got a little bit of everything. So they've done a phenomenal job thus far in not only getting across the finish line, but getting the prospects that they want on their board.
Yeah, you look at it, Zach, and the portal – it seems like you can find a ton of receivers, running backs, DBs, linebackers, but the hardest positions, quarterbacks, the hardest positions to get quality guys are linemen. And if you do get them, they're going to cost you a pretty penny. You think that they've kind of noticed the trends in that and said, hey, let's, you know, we've got a budget, let's plan for the future and get some homegrown talent in here. What they've done on the line of scrimmage both ways, kind of save them a little bit of money on the end, on the portal?
It could be. It's hard to go out and get elite offensive linemen in the portal because when they are in the portal, there's very little of them. So you're competing with, you know, 100 other programs that want those same guys. This way, you can build those relationships early on and then get those guys in your class. I think when you look at the offensive line and the defensive line especially, It also doesn't hurt when you've got a lot of blue chip talent in the state of Mississippi. So those relationships are already there. So it's been a nice run so far.
Do you worry any, Zach, that it's starting to go this way, more high school players, that there might be a gap in there of winning, because we're riding a pretty good high right now and probably going to be pretty good this year. But if you start relying on redshirt freshmen, you know, you're going to see some bumps in the road. Is there any concern to that?
I don't think so. I think it's just a philosophy difference. You look at what Lane Kiffin and Billy Glasscock and when Austin Thomas was previously the GM before he went to LSU and now he's back at Ole Miss. It was very clear that Lane Kiffin wanted to kind of cherry pick with high school and then go heavy portal. I think it's kind of flipped 180 with Pete Golding. He's wanting to get a lot of high school guys in. I think that's a big part of his philosophy as a recruiter and getting guys in, getting them in the culture, getting them, you know, entrenched in how they want to build the program. I think that's what you're seeing right now is the importance of, hey, we want you here for 3, 4, 5 years. We don't want you here for just a pit stop and then you leave. So I think that's just a philosophy difference. As long as Pete Golding's there, I think to answer your question, it's going to be a lot of high school, and then they'll kind of pick and choose at different spots, different holes they need to fill, different positions that they feel they need an instant impact guy that's older.
Which is how I would prefer to do it myself. I like the development of players and having kids here 3 and 4 and 5 years that get invested in the program and get invested in Ole Miss and get the love of Ole Miss in their souls instead of these, what you want to call them, mercenaries. I think it's important.
I think it speaks a lot to the staff too, where it, you know, Pete Golding is probably operating under the assumption that he's got a staff that is going to stay put and is going to, you know, has bought in and they're going to continue to build. Whereas, you know, there was some turnover with Kiffin. Look, turnover is going to happen regardless of who the head coach is. This isn't a Lane Kiffin versus Pete Golding thing.
So right, I think
the nucleus of this staff that stayed put, you know, your Randall Joiners, your John Garrisons, your Brian Browns, those guys at those positions, I think with them sticking around and, you know, committing to the program, I think that's going to put even more emphasis on going out and getting high school guys and building them, like you said, multiple years in the program.
You look at the state of Mississippi and what Ole Miss has been able to do. They've gotten three out of the top four out of the top six players in the state already. Let's talk about a couple of the guys, defensive linemen, that just committed recently. I think everybody's a little bit surprised that Mitchell Turner out of Louisville, not that he picked at Ole Miss, but he decided to go ahead and do it this early. What does Mitchell bring to the table?
He's an interesting one just because of the size, so probably not your ideal defensive lineman just because of the height. But I think the in-person workouts, the in-person evaluations, and the in-person interviews, just him as a person and as a player off the field, I think that's where Ole Miss felt the most comfortable. He's bought into what Randall Joiner is pitching to him. I think you're seeing more proof of concept now with the guys that Ole Miss have put into the NFL. That's more of a selling point for these recruits these days versus, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. So Mitchell Turner knows what he's getting when he plays for Randall Joiner. And then Pete Golding being a defensive-minded head coach, a guy that was a DC for Nick Saban and a DC at Ole Miss, these players know what they're getting themselves into when they're playing for a Pete Golding, a defensive, you know, players coach. But his numbers are pretty scary, video game-style numbers as a junior. I think you're going to see, you know, a little bit of an uptick possibly in his usage for Louisville. But I think he is one that could very easily slide on the interior just because he's got a quick first step. He's got good hands. I've made the comparison to like an Isaac Gross or a Jesse Mitchell, where a guy that's not, you know, ideal size, but just has that it factor and can make plays always around the football, all the cliches, but they're true. They hold up with him just because of what he's been able to do, his production so far in high school.
Zach, a friend of mine is on a school board down there. He said, told me he keeps up with Louisville athletics closely, and he said Mitchell is the best athlete to come out of Louisville since Freddie Joe Nunn. That's pretty good. That's pretty high cotton.
That's pretty good company right there.
Yeah.
Last player before we get to the break here, another player, the number two player out of the state of Mississippi, Antonio Berry, offensive tackle out of Tupelo. What does he bring to the table?
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty much your textbook offensive tackle, 6'5", 300, probably a little bit north 300, but carries it well. Really was kind of an afterthought when talking about linemen in the state, with Caden Moss being the household name early on. But Antonio Berry came up to Nashville, went to the Rivals camp and dominated, won the MVP for the offensive line. And that was kind of when, you know, he started to surge up the rankings and went from kind of a no name from Tupelo to now he's a top 100 player and a 4-star. I think he's someone that I don't know if he's going to play right away as a freshman, because it's incredibly difficult to play right away as a freshman at offensive tackle in the SEC. But I think this staff is very, very confident that he's going to be on the field sooner rather than later. A guy that I think has a real shot at playing some as a freshman, but as a true sophomore is going to be someone that I think you're going to count on the offensive line just because of the talent and the size that he already has as SEC ready.
All right, Zach, thanks as always for being a part of the show.
Thank you, Zach.
Thanks, buddy. Good all stuff.
Right, as always.
Still to come, we've got your text messages, a brief look at injuries. We're going to go over the offensive line in the big opening segment. It sounds a lot like the Pete Golding recruitment, and I'm not comparing Ole Miss to Alabama or all that run that Alabama had, but building the offense and defensive lines much like the Saban crew did back in the day.
Absolutely. Well, he was a part of that for 4 years. 4 or 5 years, so he knows how it's done.
Yeah, 12 of the 20 commits are linemen, so there you go.
Sounds good to me. Text messages come up after the break.
We're bad.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.gambleclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Gamble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Yeah, it's time to take a peek at what came in at 662-426-1093. Our text messages this week and every week, brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw for any kind of real estate needs in the Oxford Lafayette County area. CCMOxford.com. We got a lot of construction questions, boys, to try and answer. And let's start with the North End Zone project.
Season.
Let's begin.
You know, I think Pete said with your coworker there at Ole Miss Spirit there, Ben Garrett, that with the baseball field, they're doing it right now. I mean, it's being torn up. And then the outfield, Pete,
Keith Carter.
Keith has said that that the outfield was supposed to be coming down to the fence because you have, I guess, you got the bullpen there in left field, and then you could drive a Mack truck there in right field, and they want to get it down to the fence. And he said that they were starting looking at revisiting that very soon. So I don't know what that very soon stands for. I doubt it's going to be this offseason. He said there's a lot of dirt work that has to be done to complete that project. But hopefully they can get something done before the season after in 28 and have that ready to go, because it sorely needs to be done. They've got, I mean, you've got 30, 40 yards before between the distance of the outfield to the fences, and everybody else in the SEC is building the fans down to the fence. We need to do the same thing.
Yeah. My biggest concern, and it looked like they're addressing it, is to replace that artificial turf with some fresh artificial turf. The Ole Miss on the logo had been worn down. I mean, it was pink. It wasn't even red.
Sure.
So
that's going to happen after time with the sun. But they got to do something. And you can allow more. People don't realize that there's a lot of fans in the outfield that can't get in. Used to, before the 22 National Championship, they just let people in the outfield, as long as you paid, you could get in. But they, when they say sellout, I mean, they lock it down. And there's people out there in the parking lot, students, alums that simply can't get in the games. A lot of them, there's plenty of seats available, but they won't let them in the game. So we got to expand it and allow more people to get into these games.
All right, you skipped my football question. What about the North End Zone project?
Well, like I said in the five thoughts, I spoke to someone that put in a bid for that. They didn't give me a date of when it's starting, but I would imagine they took bids, Chuck, I think it was back in February, and they were going to try to have something in April, May. But Keith had said recently again that that was kind of ongoing, and I don't know the answer to the question, but I think they want to start some construction pretty soon.
And Ella Langley's coming in, talking about entertainment.
bringing in another concert. Not happy as Yancey.
I don't know much about her.
She's
a pretty girl.
Yeah, she's pretty. I just like a variety of music and not the same radio Nashville country music. Just kind of get some different tunes in there. But that's just me.
That's what's selling right now.
That's
right. I know it is.
All right, we got a basketball question. Any updates on basketball additions or the new coaches?
No, not yet.
No.
Still awaiting for Mojave and Hassel.
King.
Huh?
King.
Yeah, and Hassel.
Yeah, something that they're hard to pronounce. But the two European guys, I think it's more the
European
visas. And
I thought one of them was Australian.
Australia, New Zealand.
Out of the country, guys.
Remember, he couldn't think of the athletic director's name moments ago. So we're just throwing Australia, New Zealand
into Europe.
I still got Pete on my mind. Just saw him at Kroger the other day. So that's why he's flashing in my brain. I think those are two guys. And that NCAA has something with the visas, and that's going to affect the LSU more than anybody. I think there were 40
things I've heard. It could be the end of July for a lot of these questions, and most teams across the country, they're still trying to finish the rosters. It's going to be the end of the month for a lot of things happen.
So what do you think it happens if the worst case scenario comes and all of those players are not eligible and you have all these teams trying to fight to fill the rosters out?
You'll see a lot of court cases in August.
But they'll have to be resolved really quickly. Well, school starts in August.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah. Or there'll be bidding wars for guys that are still out there that you wouldn't have otherwise placed a bid on,
right? That's what
bring in.
From what I can tell, we need two more players, good players, to be competitive in the upper echelon of the SEC. And these are the two that we need. I'm hearing conflicting reports about 50-50 chance of getting them in. But if Will Wade gets his in, we'll get ours in.
You would hope so. Let me tell you about Swappa Land. If you're looking for a home in the Mississippi Delta, Swappa Land has a team in Cleveland. They specialize in farmland, hunting, recreational, community, commercial properties. Or if you want your dream home, they have a partner, Stuart Link, there to help with conservation funding. Visit Swappa Land, SWAPALand.com, or call Charlie Heinz at 662-719-7218. We have any injuries, fellas?
I'm not aware of any.
Nothing to report. Baseball, everybody looks to still be fine. Grayson Gibson's A-okay, and the injury with Marco, will not be resolved of when he's going to come back until next season. On the football front, I think it's going to be one of those where it's the first day of practice where we truly know who's injured or not, and Chuck's and what you're 10 or 14 minutes of time you can try to write down notes.
Yeah,
it's going to be trying to write down about a quarter of the team because everybody's going to have a little something. So it'll get real interesting on that first day of football practice. We'll have a lengthy injury report, I'm sure.
A lot of names, but not a lot of really what's going on.
Well, and 80% of them will be nothing.
That's right.
Nothing injuries.
That's right.
All right, you can always get those text messages in at 662-426-1093. When we come back, Yancey and Chuck will roll through an offensive line discussion with you.
Hello, friends. If you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know I'm pretty simple when it comes to clothes. Whether I'm headed to the stadium in Oxford, running around New Albany, or just trying to get through another long day, I don't need a closet full of stuff. I just want clothes that fit, hold up, and don't make me think twice. That's why I've become a fan of Quince. My Quince organic cotton t-shirt has become one of those things I reach for all the time. It's comfortable, it fits the way I like, and after plenty of washes, it still looks new. Honestly, that's what surprised me the most about Quince. You expect that kind of quality from designer brands, but Quince delivers it without the designer price tag. Whether it's premium denim, tailored chinos starting at just $60, or even bedding, cookware, and travel gear, Quince has become one of my go-to brands because I know what I'm getting every time. Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen, so you're getting premium materials for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Upgrade your everyday. Download the Quince app for app-exclusive offers or go to quince.com/TOC. Get free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK too. That's Quince, Quince.com/TOC.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody!
Together, let's drive.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Let me tell you about Gateway Tire. Since 1929, people, 54 locations, 6 different states, they've been going the distance for you at Gateway Tire. Now I'm going to turn things over for a bit, and let's let you start it off there, Yancey, and then we'll roll into
Jump. First of all, I'm kind of glancing at the television, waiting on this soccer match to start, and they got Matthew McConaughey narrating a soccer
He probably knows as much as I do, which is not much.
Yeah, he's a guy that stands on the sideline at Texas football games.
Oh, they walk him in basketball too.
Yeah.
When we were down there at Austin, they bring him in. Crowd goes wild.
Especially the girls. All right. Look, most of the fans, if there's a worry on the team, so to speak, it's that offensive line, right? So let's kind of go over, you know, every roster's going to have 16 to 19 offensive linemen, but 10 are going to be kind of the guys that are the rotation guys, the ones that are truly in the picture.
Not 10.
Well, yeah, that's kind of being
generous.
Say so, but that's the way it needs to be.
Yeah.
Let's start at the top here. Troy Everett, guy that transferred in from Oklahoma, multi-year starter. What do you see his role being on the team, Chuck?
Well, I think he's the backup center as of now, but I've got to believe that he's capable of filling in at either guard spot as well. I don't know that for a fact, but he's not going to beat out Sanders at center, I don't believe. And he'll be very valuable, though, as a backup kind of guy.
Yeah, very valuable.
6'3", 315 pounds, a senior, as you said.
Yeah.
Multi-year starter. So he's a guy with experience. And that's experience is what the offensive line is all about.
No question. Yeah,
no question about it.
No question about it. And then another interior guy here, Delano Townsend, came in, you know, did a fantastic job on the inside last year. Do you see anything changing with him?
No, he's going to be the starting left guard. I don't think it's any question about it. 6'4", 330, started. We became a better offensive line last year when he got off an injury list. I can't remember what game it was, but it was second or third. It was early in the season.
Yeah,
We became a better offensive line with him in the lineup, no question about it. And now he's got a year under his belt. He's still just a junior. So, I'm excited about him. 6'4", 330, as I said. UAB is missing him.
Yeah, he's one of the more important offensive linemen on the team, without a doubt. Then you look at a guy going down the list, Therese Davis, transferred in from Maryland last year. Got in a few snaps, not many, as you know, the offensive tackles.
He was hurt most of the year.
He was hurt. A lot of high praise has been coming out of the camp. Just a sophomore this year. Do you expect him to take the right or left tackle?
He'll start out at left tackle. 6'4", 300, very good athlete, good movement. As you said, just a sophomore, but like you also said, great reports out of the Manning Center. Very active kid. Very versatile in his play, from what I've been told. He's a good pass protector, and he's good in the run game. So, and when you got the kind of offense that we run, that's pretty important.
Do you think when the first practice lines up, he goes out there as the first string?
First team left tackle, yeah.
Arguably the most important spot on the team?
Yeah.
That's pretty.
I'm also curious to see what they're going to do with Carius Kern, transfer from LSU that got in some trouble this summer, speeding and, you know, 6'5", 330, sophomore. Very, very talented, but a kid that seems to be a little bit temperamental. See if they can get him under control, get the reins in on him, and let him pay his dues for the mistake he made and come in here and see if he can play.
I'd heard some things were getting better with him after the injury. You know, he also broke his foot the week before the end of spring practice. And then I heard there was
– it wasn't his speeding foot.
Yeah, I saw the video of that. But do you think that things are settling down as he's starting to the light coming on off the field stuff? Is he starting to get the picture, or has he still got a ways to go?
I really hadn't heard, Yancey, but I mean, it's either do or die. Pete Golden's not going to put up with a bunch of that stuff. I mean, they'll send him packing, and he doesn't want to do that. You know, the kid's got a pretty good NIL package. And like I say, he's got good ability. He just got to get his game together and off the field, and he'll come around on the field. I heard that he's back in the spring that he wasn't a tremendously hard worker, but he did enough to get by, and it showed the kind of athletic ability he's got. He just needs to be a little more motivated off and on the field.
Is he a guy that you think could be a swing guy and go inside, outside?
Yeah, well, no, but no. Either tackle.
Either tackle,
yeah.
So guard is not in the cards for him?
I don't think so. But you never know with John Garrison. He might try him in there.
Tommy Kinsler, one that I was excited about signing out of Miami. I talked to a coach over there that I've known for a long time, and I used to be in the recruiting rankings, and he's really high on this guy, Kinsler from Miami. Just a junior, was going to have the starting job this past year for the championship team, but then they signed a guy out of Mississippi Junior College, and he ended up, I thought he was their best offensive lineman they had for Miami. Absolutely murdered Ole Miss. But Kinsler played a lot of snaps there at Miami last year. Do you see him lining up the first day of two-a-days coming in August as the starting right tackle?
Right tackle, yeah. 6'6", 350, and he's not just a big guy. He's very athletic. In fact, I've been told that if Therese struggles any at left tackle, they'll switch Tommy over to left tackle, but he'll start out at right tackle. But they feel like he's athletic enough to handle the blind side as well, the left tackle slot. Here's what I like about this offensive line right now. You only got one senior on there.
Yeah.
Well, Troy Everett's a senior, but he's a backup. Mm-hmm. Patrick Kutis, the right guard, is the only senior starter. So there's a nice foundation there that can come back next year as well.
No question. Bryson Sanders, one of those that started on the outside, went inside. I've heard that he could be flexible. What are you hearing on Bryson Sanders? Is he settled on the inside?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's an inside guy, and he's the starting center. And if anything were to happen with Kutis or Townsend, I think you could see Troy Everett move up to first team center and Bryson play either guard. So that's an option. I'm not saying that's what would happen, but that's definitely an option.
And Bryson, well,
Bryson, I thought there were times early last year when he got a little manhandled because he was hesitant. He had to call all the blocking schemes and make the checks at the line of scrimmage. And until he got used to that, he wasn't as quick off the ball. His reactions weren't as quick. But as the season wore on, I thought he just got better and better and better.
He was really, really good.
Yeah.
I thought maybe the most improved offensive lineman on the team.
Oh, I don't think there's any question he's most improved.
Yeah.
I don't think he was the best, but he was most improved.
No question. Then a guy that, has came through the high school ranks, Connor Howells, a lot of high expectations, flipped him from Arkansas on signing day there. I'm hearing some things that they really like this guy. What's the future or 2026 season for Connor?
Oh, yeah. 6'6", 315, sophomore, ready to break out. He's going to break out somewhere. Now, John Garrison has been like a lot of offensive line coaches we've had here. He doesn't sub a lot, but I don't think he's had the players to sub a lot. And I think Connor's a guy that he could feel comfortable subbing at either guard spot for Patrick and for Delano and come out being fine.
And then we go to Patrick, another Patrick Kutis, another guy that started slow, came in injured last year from Arkansas, and like Bryson, just got better and better as the season went out. I thought he was playing at a really high level last year. He is a senior, unfortunately, this season. What do you see from him this
year? Well, I think he benefited from Jaden Williams being at right tackle and Bryson improving as well. They dragged him along with them, but he stayed step for step with their improvement. He improved with them. And I think that was important to the overall product last year. On the offensive line, you're only as good as your worst player. And he started out as the worst player. Not that he was bad.
Sure.
But he was injured for much of the time he was there up till the season. When he got healthy and he started coming along like Jaden did and like Bryson did, the guys that were flanking him, I thought he did a really good job, really good job.
Could he be a backup plan if things don't go as for the tackles? Is he one
yeah,
that
I
maybe
think,
he could slide outside?
I think he could. I think he could. And I also think he could play center. He's worked at center quite a bit in the offseason. And so you got several options with Patrick. I think Patrick might be the most versatile lineman, you know, on the squad.
That's what I like to hear. Another guy that Ole Miss signed out of high school, John Wayne Oliver, they had high expectations from out of Nashville. Has not gotten a sophomore this year, has not gotten a lot of reps. Do you see his reps increasing this year? What do you see his role?
It just depends. It just depends on injuries. It depends on how Harrison decides to use him, if he's going to platoon him or if he's going to stay with the five like he's done in the past. There's a lot of variables involved, but I think he's ready to play.
Where? What do you say?
I think he's an inside guy.
Inside.
I think he's a guard. You don't forget the kid from Florida now,
yep.
Enoch Wayne Go.
Yep.
6'7", 350
Cover him, and he's obviously going to be a natural tackle.
Yeah.
Right now,
I would say he's kind of the swing guy when we don't know what Kerryus Kearns' situation is.
Okay.
I would say that Enoch is probably the guy that play right or left tackle behind Therese and behind Tommy Kinsler.
A lot of upside, so to speak, in his game, but not much experience. What are they seeing? What did they see out of spring practice out of him?
Just a huge guy. I mean, just big guy that can eat up space.
Has he got good feet?
Yeah, decent feet.
I mean,
he wouldn't be playing tackle if he didn't have pretty good feet.
Okay.
You know, that tackle requires, I think, better feet than the inside guys. And I think they've got it with Tommy and Therese and Enoch. Be fine. And I hope that Kerryus Kearns can come around.
Yeah, he seems like the wild card that really, if you're rooting for one guy to really get it together, it's Kerryus Kearns.
Well, you need four tackles. You really do. You need four
tackles.
That's
what I was going to say. It seems like we're really guard a lot of inside quality guys, but the outside, you know, that's why you need Kearns and Wango to come through.
Yeah. And I think Wango's ready to come through. Kearns, you know, we just got to see how he handles this bump in the road. Of course, he didn't sound like he hit a bump. Sound like
he hit a pothole.
You know,
he kept going.
Sound like he hit Mach 1.
Well, so I mean, you know, lastly, Chuck, on this, the fans have kind of got it down. Offensive tackle is really. If there was going to be the biggest concern on the team,
well,
it's unproven.
You know, it was last year too with Jaden. Even though Jaden was kind of proven, Diego.
But those
Pounds
were health
really
issues,
wasn't.
Right?
Yeah,
Pounds.
Yeah,
Pounds did well his first year, and Jalen played well when he was healthy, but he wasn't. But there's a lot of. I mean, there's tackle's still a big question mark.
I just think that. There's a chance that they're going to be better than Jaden and Diego, but we'll see. We'll see. Jaden and Diego were good. They were good.
Oh, they were really good. As Harry said, if you can get 70% of what you got out of those two last year, Ole Miss got a chance to win.
We're going to get that. I predict we're going to get that.
Let's get some SEC and Ole Miss news before the break, brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says. You know she's worth it. We mentioned the Ole Miss news earlier. That is the 28-man roster for the 2026 Collegiate Baseball National Team has Walker Hooks on it. He's the 16th ever Ole Miss player to make the national team, last since Hunter Elliott and Jacob Gonzalez did it in 2022. They get started competing in Taiwan July 11th through 15th, so we may have an update on that on the next show. And in SEC news, the 2025-26 sports year brought the most national titles in SEC history, 13 of them. Auburn in men's golf, Arkansas won the men's indoor and outdoor track and field title. Georgia won the women's indoor and outdoor track and field championship. Oklahoma got gymnastics and baseball. South Carolina got equestrian, Texas A&M volleyball and women's tennis, and then Texas won rowing, softball, and men's swimming and diving. 13.
South Carolina won what?
Equestrian, horses.
Wow, I didn't even know that they even competed.
Yeah, jumping fences with horses.
How many teams in the SEC have horse competition? I wonder.
Same way they can have gymnastics in the other seas. Don't schools?
Oh, I know. I know. But I just, I didn't even.
But let's be honest, you didn't know what equestrian meant.
I don't think I did.
I mean, let's don't color over that fact.
Homework for Yancey. What is equestrian? We'll be back to finish the program after a break.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Let's put the final touches on this Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. First of all, with some Red and Blue Chips recruiting, brought to you by the Grove Collective with the mission to create and enhance NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student-athletes.
Yeah, what a week it was for Ole Miss while we were on our little bye, so to speak, last week. The Rebels added six commitments since we were last on air. Five of the commitments were four stars, four are top 150 prospects, and three are top 100 prospects. The last 2 weeks have kind of been one for the ages for Ole Miss. This moved the class up to number 14 in the football composite rankings. The first one, Ole Miss picked a commitment from Rivals' top-ranked player in the state of Mississippi in Antonio Berry out of Tupelo. The 6'7 offensive tackle picked Ole Miss over Bama and is rated the number 32 overall player in the country. Ole Miss picked up a commitment from the number 2-ranked player in the state of Mississippi in Louisville, defensive lineman Michael Turner. He's the nation's number 6 rated defensive tackle, and he picked Ole Miss over Alabama as well. The good news didn't stop there, as longtime commitment Ben Jarvis Shoemaker out of Ackerman reaffirmed his commitment to Ole Miss after flirting with Colorado for a few hours. Ben Jarvis rated the number 3 player in the state of Mississippi and the number 7 overall defensive lineman in the country. On the flip side of the ball, Ole Miss picked up the number 173rd overall player in the country and wide receiver Alvin Moseley out of the state of Texas. Ole Miss was able to hold off Texas and Arkansas for his services. And a pair of long edge rushers committed as well, and four-star Antoine Jackson out of Memphis and three-star Elijah Cox out of Georgia. Both are 6'5", 6'6". Guys, Ole Miss has five defensive ends. One of them, I believe, end up at defensive tackle that are 6'6", and 6'7", commitments. It's amazing with this defensive line class. I tell you what, like I said, it could go down as all-time best. And that's it.
All right, let's go to the good, the bad, and the ugly, and it's brought to us by our friends at Cannon Motors Mississippi. Car shopping made easy, a vast selection of new and used vehicles, and committed to amazing customer service. The service center is there to ensure many great years of driving the vehicle you purchase from Cannon. Go to the website, CannonMotorCompany.com, and find a location near you.
Well, this is going to be very repetitive of what Gary and Yancey said. The good, the Rebel recruiting train keeps rolling along and is now 14th in the nation and 7th in the 16-team SEC. Pretty high cotton right there. I'm sure they'd like to go a little higher in the SEC, but anything in the top half in the SEC and you got a good class. With 14 four-star players in the boat so far, Pete Golden and his staff are mining for top talent and they're coming up gold consistently. Since we've been off the air, four-star Louisville defensive lineman Mitchell Turner chose Ole Miss over Alabama and MSU. And as I said earlier, a Louisville administrator down there said he's the best athlete out of that area since Freddie Joe Nunn, and that's saying a lot. Four-star defensive lineman Ben Jarvis Shoemaker cast his lot with the Rebels after wavering back and forth with Colorado, as well as four-star offensive tackle Antonio Berry out of Tupelo, who kind of came on strong here in the summer and started drawing a lot of recruiting attention. Four-star wideout Alvin Moseley out of Texas also chose the Rebels. I'm excited about this kid. He's long and rangy and good speed. I think he can play. Also, Memphis edge Antoine Jackson, as Yancey said, a kid that's 6'6", 6'7", already 260 pounds, chose Ole Miss for his college career. Three-star edge Elijah Cox out of Atlanta. Note how many defensive linemen are getting on board. Will be a Rebel. Walker Hooks made the USA team over the week as a relief pitcher. And baseball's also landed some quality players with several pitchers on the list. You can never have too many arms. Pitching coach Joel Mangum we'll have a busy summer and fall getting them ready for next season. The bad and the ugly, I'm not aware of anything other than I bet you $100 that Yancey cannot spell equestrian.
You would definitely win that $100. I guess some people on the ugly side would say Kaden Moss from Jackson Academy, the offensive tackle. We've been talking about him for
I didn't even think about that. That's a good point.
You know, 6 months to a year, and I think he's up here more than most alumni come up to Oxford. So, you know, that one stung some, but look, I talked to some people down there inside the JA program, and they said this thing is far from over. So Ole Miss fans, I wouldn't get too flipped out about Caden committing to Ohio State. I think in the end, and you can record this now, in the end, when it comes signing day in December, don't be surprised if he ends up being a Rebel. I think there's a lot of things still working for Ole Miss's side. They got to overcome one or two factors. I don't think it was a money issue. A lot of people were saying, you know, he went for the money at Ohio State. I think Ole Miss put up a very competitive offer from Ohio State. It wasn't about that. I feel good in the end. I still like Ole Miss's chances. So I think things could have a different tune with Kaden Moss come sign a day, and I'll leave it at that.
I'm not as optimistic as you are about that one. I mean, let's be honest. Ohio State's an attractive school.
No question. No question they
are. If the kids – you know, some kids just want to get out of state. They just want to leave home.
Sure.
And he may be one of those. I don't know. We'll see.
He might be.
We'll see.
My sources inside JA program said differently that
we're not out of it, though.
Not out of it at all.
I like your sources better than mine because I don't have any.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, last comment on the recruiting. I mean, this sets up the program. There's going to be a lot of turnover after this season. And doing what Pete is doing, building for the future, is kind of refreshing, right, instead of hanging on the balance of year to year, as we saw. They were great years under Lane.
Well, there's two ways to do it.
Yeah, there's two ways to do it. But I like having, you know, some security that you don't have to refill the roster every single year. And I like what Pete's doing.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, like Rhino playing a little Mr. Denver there, singing
there
Take Me On Country Roads, because that's been something that the U.S. fans have been singing a lot.
This is only the second time they advanced out of the round of 32.
Let's see what we can do. All right, that about what you got, Chuck?
Nothing.
Yancey?
Hotty toddy.
All right.